Hi, Susie. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Hi, thank you. I have actually several questions and one comment. I'll hang up and listen if you like.
The first one
has to do with water retention. I am really, really sensitive to salt, and I have Hashimoto's, but I don't eat a lot of salt. Most of what I eat is whole foods. I eat a lot of, not a lot. Pink Himalayan sea salt is my salt of choice, and so I'm just a very whole foods eater. But if I have some salt, whammo, my eyelids are so puffy the next day, or my face is extra puffy. Is there any help for that? And do you want me to tell you my next question, or do you want me to wait?
Well, let's just go through this one and then get to the next one, because I don't have the best memory in the world, and I might not remember what you just said. So here we go. One, salt sensitivity. Now, you're talking about sodium chloride. Have you tried out, ma'am, potassium chloride, or have you tried out the stuff that did that miraculous thing in Finland, namely potassium magnesium chloride? Have you tried those others? Because neither one of them leads to water retention. And most people tell me, ooh, I have to cut back on those because they're even saltier than sodium chloride.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
so
really.
How would I find it? So you're telling me pink Himalayan sea salt is sodium chloride?
Yes, ma'am. It does have some color to it, but it is sodium chloride from ancient oceans, no question. Okay. Now, where do you find it? The potassium chloride is simple. Even the regular supermarkets have started to carry potassium chloride. Now, you got to look for it because it's in smaller containers and it's sort of hidden away on the shelves where the rest of the salt is. But it does happen to say right on the label potassium chloride, and you can try that. And there, by the way, have been many, many researches with potassium versus sodium chloride for things such as blood pressure control, risk of cardiovascular disease, and so forth. And potassium chloride has it all over the sodium chloride for those. Okay, the other one, though, is harder to find. You can only get it at Tahoma Dispensary. It's copied directly from a formula that was the only salt allowed in all of Finland. I am not kidding you, ma'am. They only had 3 million people at that time. They wanted to do a public health experiment. And so they decreed that throughout Finland you could not get sodium chloride legally anymore. All you could get is this potassium magnesium chloride. It was in the hospitals and the local McDonald's and the only thing you could buy for at home. But the big deal about it was, it was 30 years of research, and in 2006, which was the final research report on those 30 years, what those people pointed out, the professors, who had a super good sense of humor, said this. Despite the fact that the average man and the average woman now weighs more in Finland, and they're now smoking more and drinking more alcohol, our study has shown that doing two things, one, more unsaturated fat in the diet, and two, using only this type of salt, has given the average man 5 or 6 more years of life expectancy and the average woman 4 or 5 more years of life expectancy. And they nailed it. They explained all of their calculations. And sure enough, it was called the Swedish medical miracle because also accompanying that, ma'am, it had cut the risk of heart attack and stroke, cardiovascular events they're called, hold on to your chair, by 80% over a 30-year period of time. Despite,
why were they fatter?
They didn't explain that. They just said despite the fact that they were.
Okay.
Probably.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, and they cut the risk by 80%. Now, I waited for a number of years. That report came out in 2006, and I thought somebody here in the United States is going to copy that because the patents ran out. They had a patent on the formula for the salt. But nobody did. Now, I could only find it in the Philippines online. So I approached a company that does this kind of thing, called Ayush Botanicals, A-Y-U-S-H. They're right here on Mercer Island. Asked them, would you put this together in containers so people can shake it onto stuff? And they did, and that one is available at Tahoma Dispensary. It is a little stronger than the potassium chloride salt, so people frequently will compare the two and decide which one to go with. And I'll shut up about that, ma'am. But that, since it replaces the sodium, should take care of your water retention. Okay, I'm informed here that for whatever reason, we have the technical difficulty. And Susie, you had another question, so please do call back. I'm sorry. One of these days, technical difficulties will clear up completely, right? Oh, yeah, right.